get his wings.
Special Christmas Eve edition of the Nicole Sandler Show. I'm Nicole Sandler with a fresh program today and tomorrow here on the Progressive Voices Network, NicoleSandler.com, and a number of other stations that we're fortunate enough to carry our show. AirProgressive.org, Netroots Radio, FYI Nation, Verdant Square Radio, and I know I'm forgetting some. So stations who carry the show, let me know so I can thank you properly. Anyway, so we're here. And the news is insane, right? Donald Trump is screaming that the election was stolen from him, but he doesn't want to do the job. He departed Washington, D.C. last night, flew down here to Florida. He's at Mar-a-Lago. His official schedule today, on Thursday, December 24th, said that he had many meetings and phone calls scheduled. Yet some intrepid reporter found him on the golf course this morning. He doesn't want to do the job. He just vetoed the National Defense Authorization Act, which on a normal day, I would say good for him. But he did it for the wrong reasons. Two provisions in the bill he didn't like. One will make them change the names of military bases named for Confederate war traitors. And the other thing is it doesn't repeal Section 230 of some bill that doesn't hold social media companies responsible for things that users post on their sites. Has nothing to do with the defense bill. Just saying. And then he left town after holding up the COVID relief bill, putting out some nonsense saying that, oh, he wants to increase the individual payments to $2,000 a person from $600. No, he doesn't. What he's probably going to do is ignore it. And if he doesn't sign the bill in 10 days, what happens is what's known as a pocket veto. But it doesn't give Congress a chance to override the veto. It just dies. So if this were not a Christmas music show, but just a regular music show, I would start with the Talking Heads burning down the house. But we're playing Christmas music today. Now, keep in mind, I am not your traditional Christmas person. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a religious person. But I do enjoy the holidays. And so today we will have a combination of songs to celebrate the season. Actually, today and tomorrow. Some serious, some not so much. But if you're looking for the soundtrack for your Christmas celebration, your gift giving and unwrapping and wrapping and all that stuff, today and tomorrow, it's a 2-hour show split over 2 days. We'll look at it that way. And you can download it from NicoleSandler.com because the podcast is always free. Yes, it's a gift to you. It's not behind a paywall, that we do survive on your donations. So if you like what you hear, feel free to click on that donate button. But now let's celebrate the season. We got things started with Emerson, Lake and Palmer's Nut Rocker. And we'll keep going with a band that I first learned of in the mid-90s who were so much fun. They're called Southern Culture on the Skids. And this is their take on Merry Christmas, baby. It's the Nicole Sandler Show, Christmas Eve edition.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Bought me a diamond. Down a chimney about 3:30, left all them a good old presents for my baby and me. Yes. Merry Christmas, baby, you sure did treat me nice. You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm living in paradise.
Thermometer's getting red. I hate red thermometers. thirsty?
Because when the thermometer gets all reddish, the temperature goes up. And when the temperature goes up, I start to melt.
Did you ever see the faces of the children? They get so excited. Waking up on Christmas morning, hours before the winter sun's ignited. They believe in dreams and all they mean, including heaven's generosity. Peeping round the door to see what parcels are for free in curiosity. And Tommy doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know.
And when, who knows, I'll see the other.
for three, Christ must we still sing to. We don't love life's dreams, so we'll be home this Christmas. 'Cause two rings in our, two rings in our dreams.
They are known as Kinsey Six, KINSEYSICKS. They're four, I don't even know how they describe themselves, four female impersonators, four trans women. I don't know what the technically correct term is, but they are talented and they are funny as all get out. This year, in the year 2020, I discovered a lot of great, talented people on the YouTubes doing song parodies. Kinsey Six are just one of those groups. We'll feature some more of these wonderful new discoveries we made this year. A silver lining to COVID and to stay at home and the Trump and the madness around us. We are celebrating Christmas. It is Christmas Eve. And we'll go back a few years for this one from Jill Sobule. It's called Merry Christmas from the Family. It's the Nicole Sandler Show.
Night. fancy things the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some eye shade and join the parade.
From what I see now, that'll cut through the murkiest storm they can dish up. What I'm trying to say is, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
It will be an honor, sir.
There are so many notable Rudolphs that we know. Maya, that reindeer, and poor Valentino. But do you recall the most batshit Rudy of all?
Did you all watch My Cousin Vinny?
Rudolph the leaky lawyer had a very slimy face, and to the law profession he was, well, a big disgrace. Lots of confused New Yorkers found that they were incorrect. They thought their former mayor had a little self-respect. Then one night 2 years ago, Donald called to say, Rudy, with your Rogaine roots, help me hide my prostitutes. And how he sweat and slobbered as he melted on TV. Rudolph the leaky lawyer, you'll go down in infamy. Let's take it nice and easy. Get it?
Rudy. He says to her, how many fingers have I got up?
Rudy.
I know crimes. I can smell them.
Rudy, he's batshit. Yeah, he is.
Rudolph the leaky lawyer had a pair of crazy eyes. And while he spread corona, he was also spreading lies. Oh, how the whole world mocked him. Though he kept his dress shirts tucked. He couldn't tell poor Donald, pack it up, cause babe, you're failing to overturn this election. Still each day for months on end, Donald texted, hey, Rudy, with your fart so free, let's go screw democracy. How that dripping doormat bent to Donald's every whim. Rudolph the leaky lawyer, you'll go down in flames with him. You'll go down in flames.
You'll go down in flames.
Jingle bells, white padded cells, lock them all the way.
I know crimes. I can smell them.
Ugh, honey, that ain't crimes. Maybe when you do what it is.
That is the latest from Randy Rainbow. Now, the video helps, but his stuff is even good if you're listening to audio only. Rudolph the Leaky Lawyer. You can conjure up your own mental images. We heard a comedy classic from Bob Rivers, Walking Round in Women's Underwear. And it was Jill Sobule with Merry Christmas from the Family. So as you can tell so far, I'm mixing up the funny and the serious, the classic rock songs with the Christmas classics. And we've got some live performances. Well, not live, but recorded live. So now we're going to go back to 2003. I spent about a year and a half programming a radio station in a suburb of Boston. We pretended we were a Boston station. It was 92.5 The River. And in our River Music Hall on December 16th, 2003, Melissa Etheridge joined me for a performance. And since it was so close to the holidays, this happened.
So as we come upon the end of the year, you know, it's the time to think about, all right, wishes for the new year. What are your best wishes for 2004?
Well, my personal wishes are to kind of have a better connection with myself, to treat this body in a healthy way. I got to spend the rest of my life here, and I certainly need to not eat as much sugar as I do and things like that. Yeah, I think that's it. On a grander scale, I certainly wish for peace and understanding in our world. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, you are going to do a holiday song.
I am. It's that time. And driving through your town, oh, your town drips of holiday. It's just, it's fabulous. It's a very Christmassy place. So you better watch out. Better not cry. You better not pout. I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Checking it twice, and he's gonna find out who's naughty and who's nice. Oh, Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah, yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, what? Knows if you're awake.
Yeah. Melissa Etheridge on 92.5 The River, live in the River Music Hall. That one I'm going to have to dub on CD because it's my daughter's favorite song
these
days.
You go.
So we'll have that version
cool.
playing in the car.
Come down to the manger. See the little stranger. Wrapped in swaddling, Lord, the Prince of Peace. The wheels start turning. Just start burning. And behold, wise men journey from the east. How are
Robbie Robertson, you know him best from the band, with Christmas Must Be Tonight. And it was Melissa Etheridge ahead of that with a recorded live version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town from the River Music Hall at The River, WXRV, in Boston, Massachusetts, back in 2003. We're going to keep the music going with a little bit of levity now. We'll go back to YouTube for another one of our parody discoveries from 2020. His name is Kurt Tocci, T-O-C-C-I, and this is The 12 Days of COVID. I'm Nicole Sandler. It's Christmas Eve.
First thing of this year that COVID gave to me, a virus to every country. The second thing of this year that COVID gave to me, two packs of TP and a virus to every country. The third thing of this year that COVID gave to me, three mad Karens, two packs of TP and a virus to every country. The fourth thing of this year that COVID gave to me, four COVID tests, three mad Karens, two packs of TP and a virus to every country. The fifth thing of this year that COVID gave to me, five different masks, four COVID tests, three mad Karens, two packs of TP and a virus to every country. The sixth thing of this year that COVID gave to me, 6 feet of distance, five different masks, four COVID tests. Okay, I need to see a manager. Why is everyone buying so much? And a virus to every country. The seventh thing of this year that COVID gave to me, seven canceled concerts, 6 feet of distance, five different... Seriously, how did I get this many? Four COVID tests. I'm recording you. Two packs of TP and a virus to every country. The eighth thing of this year that COVID gave to me, eight Zoom call meetings, seven canceled concerts, 6 feet of distance, five different masks, four COVID tests. Where is your manager? You guys don't have any toilet paper and a virus to every country. The ninth thing of this year that COVID gave to me, 9 months unemployment, eight Zoom call meetings, seven canceled concerts. Guys, 6 feet of distance. Five different... Seriously, where is my mask? Four COVID tests. Seriously, where is he? Two packs of TP and a virus to every country. The tenth thing of this year that COVID gave to me, 10 million murder hornets, 9 months unemployment, so many Zoom call meetings, seven canceled concerts, 6 feet of distance, five different... No one is wearing their mask. Four COVID tests. No, you're not leaving. How is there no teepee? And a virus to every country. The 11th thing of this year that COVID gave to me, 11 pounds of weight gain, 10 million murder hornets, 9 months unemployment, 8 Zoom call meetings, 7 canceled concerts, 6 feet, people, 5 different masks. I'm over it. 4 COVID tests. No, no, don't touch me. How is there none? And a virus to every country. The 12th thing of this year that COVID gave to me, 12 months of lockdown. Oh my God, I'm getting fat. Murder hornets? The stimulus isn't even enough for rent. Now you're frozen. Guys, the concerts. 6 feet away. 5 different more COVID tests. I'm calling corporate. Whatever, I'll use my hand.
And a virus to every country.
Thank God this year's over.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Between the choice of the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. Describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
Mm-mm. You see, my mother's Mrs. Walker, the lady who hired you. But I must say you're the best looking one I've ever seen.
Really?
Your beard doesn't have one of those things that goes over your ears.
Well, that's because it's real, just like I'm really Santa Claus.
Reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. Tried hard to help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Christmas. They're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Joni Mitchell with River. That's not a song you think of as a Christmas song, but it is Christmas in the song, so it fits. You see what we're doing here? Mixing up the good music with the funny stuff, with the rarities. So in that set, we heard Joni Mitchell's River. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, as done by the Whirling Dervishes, and the 12 Days of COVID from Kurt Tochi. All right, let's do another one of those live performances, shall we? This time, we're going to go back to 1999. I was working at a station in Los Angeles that was known as Channel 1031. And Loan and Navarro came in. Loan and Navarro were a singer-songwriting duo. They had great success as songwriters. In fact, the song We Belong, that was a mega hit for Pat Benatar, that was one of theirs. So to give you some reference. So they joined me. It was December 10th of 1999. And they performed a Christmas song for us.
I'm joined today by Loan and Navarro. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hi, Nicole.
Good to have you here. And we have a special guest in the studio. Little Joseph Navarro is here.
Hey, Joe, with his ball and his bat.
Well, it's just fitting that a three-year-old is in the studio with us because we're surrounded by toys because the Studio C toy drive is in full swing.
He thinks it's Christmas.
Well, you know, for good reason.
Absolutely.
Hey. And you guys are actually going to be with me this Sunday afternoon at around 1 o'clock. We're going to be at the Block at Orange where a lot of people will be shopping and you guys are going to join me there and help entertain all the shoppers.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So,
kind of like Bob Hope, entertaining the troops.
Yeah, entertaining the shoppers.
That's
and
right.
We're going to take the Studio C toy drive on the road down there. So if people want to do a little shopping and bring by a toy to donate to Toys for Tots, they can come by and see us there.
Such a cool thing.
Isn't it a great thing?
Absolutely.
Well, Joseph came in here and got all excited with all the toys in here.
They're all for you, Joseph. It's okay.
Not really. Sorry. Well, let's give everyone a sample of what they'll hear on Sunday if they come out and join us. Loan and Navarro with us in Studio C. What are you going to start with?
We're going to start with a song of Christmas, a song that we wrote ourselves about the Christmas thing. 2, 3, 4.
On a bitter cold December morning, a boy goes out alone with every one of his favorite toys all done up with a bow. He's leaving one at every house that Santa might forget, 'cause those kids inside wait every year and he hasn't shown up yet. Let us sing a song of Christmas and pray the sound will reach his ears. For the sake of the children, let this be a happy new year. We need a happy new year. He goes up to his cold apartment, turns the key and walks inside. Stares out of the frozen windows at one more silent night. His mother won't be home till late if she comes home at all. So he'll have to share his Christmas cheer with the shadows on the wall. Let us sing a song of Christmas and pray the sound will reach his ears. For the sake of the children, let this be a happy new year. We need a happy new year. Sun comes up on Christmas morning, our hero wakes to see his name on a Christmas gift beneath a tiny Christmas tree. 'Cause miracles can happen sometimes on a midnight clear. And as his tired mother watches, she wipes away a happy tear. Let us sing a song of Christmas and pray the sound will reach his ears. For the sake of the children, let this be a happy new year. Let us sing a song of Christmas and pray the sound will reach their ears. For the sake of the children, let this be a happy new year. We need a happy new year. We need a happy new year.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him in through his disguise. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be heavenly on hell. The Christmas we get we deserve.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer with Father Christmas. And the performance there was from Loan and Navarro, A Song of Christmas, performed live in my studio at Channel 103.1 in Los Angeles in December of 1999. Now, let's go back a little bit further. Say, 9 years?
I worked on a big morning show in Los Angeles, and we became friendly with Bill Mumy. And if you're going, Bill Mumy, that sounds familiar. Maybe if I say Billy Mumy, you might know. He was the kid on Lost in Space, Danger, Will Robinson. And before that, on a number of episodes of The Twilight Zone and so many other things. Well, Bill Mumy is also a very talented musician. And back in around 1990-ish, he recorded a song with his friend Sarah Taylor that is one of my Christmas music staples every year since. This one's called I've Got Some Presents for Santa. Bill Mumy and Sarah Taylor. It's the Nicole Sandler Christmas Eve Music Show.
Some presents for Santa, and he's got a big one for me. Well, outside it snows, I take off all my clothes and wait for Santa underneath my tree. He squeezes into my hot chimney where it's oh so warm and tight. On the roof I hear his reindeer. I'm so very glad he came here. It's only once a year, but what a night. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold. His jolly butts all shivering. I offer Santa my cookies. He loves to put them into his mouth. His long beard tickles, he gives me the giggles. He finishes his snack and then flies south. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold. His jolly butts all shivering. Ooh, Santa, I love my present. What else is in that big bag of yours? Santa and I share a ciggy. Then I help him back into his red suit. I know he has to go. He just says ho, ho, ho. I can't help it, he's so cute. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold. His jolly butts all shivering. I've got some presents for Santa, and he's got a big one for me. Outside it snows, I take off all my clothes and wait for Santa. I take off all my clothes, I'm waiting for Santa underneath my tree. Merry Christmas.
Bill Mumy and Sarah Taylor. I've got some presents for Santa. Sadly, this year, we're mostly celebrating alone. Our families are far away, so I thought I would leave you for the first half of our music programming. It'll be continued tomorrow, same time, same place, and available for download at NicoleSandler.com. But I'll leave you with The Pretenders and 2,000 Miles. Merry Christmas, everyone, and leave Santa a spare mask. He probably could use one right about now.
He's gone 2,000 miles. It's very far. The snow is falling down, gets colder day by day. I miss you. The children will sing, he'll be back at Christmas time. Frozen and silent nights, sometimes in a dream, you appear outside under the purple sky.
things in the snow sparkle. Our hearts were singing, it felt like Christmas time. Through the snow, I'll think of you.